of Tex Mars, my good friend, a man I look up to, an expert, one of the top experts in the world, not of speculation, but of documented fact, on the New World Order. He is a former Air Force officer, best-selling author, professor, and an expert on the occult. And I wanted to get him on to talk about the incredible overt occult symbolism of NASA and numerology and the New World Order, because we're not into this, but the globalists are. And I said earlier, it's like being a cop investigating a serial killer who strikes on full moons and on certain dates with numerology. We don't believe in it, but the globalists do, and that is a documented fact. Almost every White House since Abraham Lincoln has been run by occultists and by astrologers. And this is admitted fact. And what's going on with NASA, and what does Tex Mars think about what developed with Columbia? Tex, good to have you on the show with us this hour.
Alex, it's great to be with you. Always appreciate it.
The website's conspiracyworld.com, texmars.com, and we've got links to those at infowars.com. Tex, what do you think's going on with this Columbia?
Well, I believe there is more than meets the eye. And, of course, we start off as we should, and I'm sure you've many times related to your audience really the grief that we had and the shock. Let's just say it right away that the men and women of this Columbia flight are not bad people, and they appear to be some of the best of the best in many ways. They're good people with distinctive career records and so forth. So we don't cast any aspersions on such people at all. But we do know that the entire NASA program has always been shrouded in Masonic secrecy, and that there is an occult envelope that surrounds each and every event of NASA. And what I believe has happened here, and I've been really detailing this and attempting to sort it out, and of course some people will say, I'll come on text, and Alex, what we see here are some damage during the ascent, and maybe this foam insulation broke off and knocked some of the tiles off, the insulating tiles, and on that left wing, and when it came back to Earth, even one of the astronauts was quoted as saying that really, as an astronaut, it was like riding in a meteor down to Earth and an eggshell with this great, force of 2,800 degree Fahrenheit heat, and they had no chance with those tops. So it seems, it appears, and it could be that. It's just that with such an incredible record of occult secrecy, the cryptocracy, as we call it, okay, the secret elite have always used the space program for their occult principles. Now, maybe I should start off from the top, Alex, because this will be so incredible to people.
Well, let's do that after the break, Tex. Tex Mars, stay right there. We're honored to have him. Very busy schedule joining us for the full hour. I appreciate him giving us the time. And we'll come back and let Tex break it down for you. And I know we've got loaded phones. We'll get to your calls a little bit later, but let Tex go over the history. This is documented fact, ladies and gentlemen. And as one NASA former engineer said, there are too many political coincidences.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're honored to have Tex Mars, professor, Air Force officer, best-selling author, researcher, lecturer, good friend of mine from right here in Austin, Texas, joining us. And for years, Tex has broadcast and written and exposed NASA just overtly, totally satanic, folks. I mean, just overtly, the names, the missions, the numerology. And we're not talking about the astronauts themselves. We're talking about how it's been used as a platform for political control, for distractions, diversions. And, Tex, I know you're about to get into the history of that. I was attacked in the front section of the San Antonio Express News yesterday. I just learned of this last night. Conspiracy theorists come out of the woodwork after disaster. And the article starts off, at InfoWars.com. There is speculation linking the disaster to an alleged 62 government death plot scenario revolving around astronaut John Glenn as a basis to attack Cuba. The loss of the Columbia also has been called a political distraction. It will serve as a dual purpose of unifying the country behind President Bush as he grandstands for the war with Iraq. It is just one of the messages visitors can read posted at InfoWars.com. Then it goes on to attack me viciously when all I did, it says alleged death plot, Northwoods is admitted, text.
Yes. Well, it's all admitted, but, for example, in your own book, you actually have the official government document, you know, that was obtained under the Freedom of Information Act. So that there is the actual document in its entirety in your book. So it's not alleged at all. Well, of course you'll be attacked, and but that also tells you, you know, the San Antonio Express is part of the Gannett chain, and no doubt they're going to make sure that nothing comes out other than the approved version of events here, and that's what we're going to see.
Well,
as a
text,
whitewash.
When you read the text of this, they actually say that the internet allows people to put out this stuff. We need control over it. These people are out doing this. I have a hyperlink on the main page of my website to the Northwoods document. I have mainstream news articles about it.
Of course. And this is a concerted campaign. You know, just recently we had one of the network news biggies on Fox News, and he stated what we need is a gatekeeper for the internet because people are getting news that is just not accurate. And the conspiracy theorists are going wild, so they want a gatekeeper. And, of course, let's face it, they have a gatekeeper now, not in full operation, but working hard with Admiral Poindexter in the Information Awareness Office. And they're going to be spending billions of dollars to police the net, and no doubt AOL, Yahoo, and all the other Internet service providers will probably be trying to blank out, totally destroy through electronic means, the ability of InfoWars.com, my conspiracyworld.com, to get out news.
Oh, by the way, Tex, well, the symbol for the Total Information Awareness Network, it just so happens to be what?
The what again now?
The symbol for the Total Information Awareness Network, it just so happens to be what?
Yeah, well, what we have there, and of course this was on their own website, on the DARPA, the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency website, was that the new IAO's symbol of the Illuminati overseeing the entire globe with the words in Latin, Scientia est potentia, meaning knowledge is power. This is their motto, knowledge is power. And, of course, they shall control what the knowledge will be. Everyone will know only what the government wants it to know, and it will be, you know, given out in measured doses according to what they say. And that's why they want a gatekeeper for the Internet. This is the only media, practically, and maybe talk radio. And they are going to come up, I believe, very soon and point out the horror of people actually diverting from the government views. And there will be entire campaigns to try to shut us up. No doubt about that.
I mean, they say that here in the article.
Yeah, I'm sure they do, and but it's all because of the things like we're saying today.
Yeah, let's go. I keep interrupting you. The history of NASA, with your understanding in the Air Force and as a professor, and what you've written about the occult symbolism, and then what you think is really going on here. Because in the article, they do quote a former NASA whistleblower engineer who says there are too many political coincidences here to be ignored. I smell a rat. Please give us your analysis, Tex.
Well, first of all, I have in front of me the October 1994 Scottish Rite Journal. In fact, this is page 37 of the Scottish Rite Journal. This is the official publication now of the Mother Council, 33rd degree of the Scottish Rite, the largest Masonic organization in the world out of Washington, D.C. They're located exactly 13 blocks from the White House at their temple, okay, the House of the Temple. Here's the picture, and this article is entitled Apollo 11 Display, Alex. And there's a picture of a man named Kenneth Kleinek. 33rd degree. There they had on display, and I'll just read you the caption under the picture. It says, on July 20th, 1994, the 25th anniversary of the Apollo 11 moon landing. Now, that, of course, is when man supposedly first landed on the moon. Buzz Aldrin and Neil Armstrong, if you'll remember. And they announced the Eagle has landed. You remember that? The Eagle has landed when their landing craft landed. Now, there's a reason for that. That was sort of like a duck in a noose. There was a reason for that. When they said the Eagle has landed, there was a reason for that. Now, what the caption says here is that Kenneth Kleinneck, 33 degree, the manager for the command and service modules for the Apollo space program in 1969. Now, get that. Mr. Kleinneck, 33rd degree, the highest level, was the manager for the Apollo space program. And here it says he has a featured display of Apollo 11 artifacts in the House of the Temple. So they had a display in their temple in Washington, D.C., the Masons, and there to show people the things, the Masons, was Mr. Kleinneck. Now, Kenneth Kleinneck, head of the Apollo space program, not only in 33rd degree, not only was there, but I want you to understand something. His brother, C. Fred Kleinneck, is the sovereign grand commander of all Masons worldwide.
And we've had other folks like Albert Pike, founder of the Klan, Illuminati chieftain, being the grand commander. And just listen to the name of the mission, Apollo. Who was Apollo, and how is this a cult?
Well, of course, Apollo was the sun god of the Greeks. We also can see him. He is the eye atop the pyramid with the sun rays on our $1 bill, the eye of the Illuminati. Apollo, by the way, is mentioned in the Bible, in the book of Revelation. He is the one who has the key to the bottomless pit, and the Bible calls him Apollyon or Abaddon. In other words, he is the devil. So they named their space flights, and most of them are named after mythological or pagan deities and gods and so forth. Now, the interesting thing, remember the supposedly first moon landing was Apollo 11. I think you've heard the number 11 before. On 9/11, okay? So that number 11 was very significant. And by the way, now they mention here in this article in the Scottish Rite Journal, Alex, it said included in the display is the Scottish Rite flag. Now that's the flag that has the 33rd degree emblem, which is the double-headed eagle, okay? The Scottish Rite flag sewn by Inga Baum, librarian of the Supreme Council, 33rd degree, at the time of the moon landing, the flag, okay, now get this, the flag was carried by astronaut and Masonic brother Buzz Aldrin, then a 32nd degree Scottish Rite Mason of Houston, Texas, during his historic moonwalk. Now I want to ask anybody out there, when they watched the 1969 moonwalk, right, if they've seen movies of it, et cetera, and we all have, did you ever see Mason brother Buzz Aldrin carrying around a double-headed eagle flag? The answer is absolutely not. This was a secret occult ritual held on the surface of the moon, supposedly by the Masonic brothers. Now, at the Scottish Rite Temple in Washington, D.C., there is also a picture of Neil Armstrong, the first man supposedly to set foot on the moon, and there he stands. And in front of him, he is holding his Masonic apron, which covers the genitals, which is, of course, the area of power, secret power, in the occult Masonic ritual. So,
and hence the symbol of the obelisk and all the rest of it.
Absolutely, the shaft of the sun god, Apollo. That's basically what
it is. So they worship Satan's penis.
Yeah, that's a terrible thing to say, but it's true. And that makes it even more terrible that it's true. I might mention that one of the other most famous missions was Apollo 13 when they had the problems. I think they were fake mechanical problems for dramatic theater effect.
A great Vietnam distraction.
Yeah, now think of this. It was Apollo 13. Now remember, 13 is a supernatural number. The Shrine Masons came out of the 13 clubs. They had the Coven of 13 clubs. in the occult world back in the 1890s. This shot off in the Freemasonry, and they founded the Shriners, who worship, of course, at the shrine of Allah and Muhammad. Which
and
is
that's their symbol, is the crescent moon, the sword, with the blood of the Christians, their little fest hats.
Yeah, it is, indeed, the crescent moon. Now, it's interesting that Laurel Clark...
I tell you what, Tex, we got to break again. Let's come back and finish up with the history of this and then get into what you think about Columbia, and then we will go to all these callers that are patiently holding. Tex Marsh joining us for another 40 minutes. I really appreciate his time. And, you know, I'm sorry we have to tell you like it is, but why do you think Washington has that giant all-seeing eye symbol all over it, the big obelisk, the rest of it? It's all...
to arrest. I'm the guy who's a boss on this highway. So watch out what you're doing when you're driving my way. If you break the law, you'll hear from me. I know I'm a working for the state. I'm the highway patrol.
Now understand, folks, I am offended by what the Masons do. And most of them locally in your area are useful idiots. Have no idea what they're a part of. But the rituals of it are Illuminati at the top. A lot of founding fathers were members of it and got out of it, like George Washington, and spoke out against it before his death. A lot of evidence showed they actually bled him to death and killed him. There's a lot of information here. And D.C. is laid out in a giant pentagram with an owl sitting there with a pyramid in its stomach with the capital in its belly. And then you've got this giant obelisk, which is the phallic symbol of the sun god. Of what the Egyptians worship, what the Greeks called Apollo that they got from the Egyptians. And it is a disgusting sex cult worship. And it's very offensive to me. Tex, knowing the truth, knowing the historical fact of this, does it make you angry to see all these evil symbols dotting the landscape of America and knowing what these evil men are doing while the general public is ignorant?
Well, it doesn't really make me angry. It makes me very sad for America. I think most of all, and I have to admit sometimes you just get angry over the fact that the devil is doing these things, and many of these people are deceived. And that's prophetic as well. It talks about men being deceived and then going about deceiving others in the last days. And you mentioned the useful idiots. It's very sad that most Masons, they argue with me, they debate with me. You know, I went to San Marcos on a radio program there, and I was in the studio. And that's right, as you know, Alex, right down the road from us, 30 miles. And even the police chief called into the program. He was in his squad car, and he was furious. Turns out he was a high-level Mason. And they escorted me out of town after the program. And the talk show host lost his job. And it was because he didn't know anything about Freemasonry, and he had me as a guest.
But I thought they're for the First Amendment in America, but they... That was kind of a threat, Tex, to escort you out of town. What happened there?
Well, they followed me right on down I-35. It must have been the police chief himself. I didn't know, but I just drove right on out of town. And it's really interesting. And, you know, San Marcos is a very lovely college town where Lyndon B. Johnson graduated from college there. And as you know, he was a master Mason himself. And now the Lyndon B. Johnson Space Center is named after him, and he was one of the leaders in the space program and setting up the Masonic network that's involved with it. So that was very curious to me. But I know you've experienced the same kind of love from
yes,
such people, Alex.
Definitely. Well, Tex, I mean, look, you know, this is Texas, the Lone Star State. They've got the big phallic symbol down in Houston at the Battle of San Jacinto grounds. A lot of my family were Masons, and they told my father, don't get involved in it, and that it is a cult at the top. They have these horrible oaths to kill their families if they're ordered to do so, and the average Mason just isn't aware of this, and people need to understand that this is going on and that it serves the New World Order. And I guess it is the pyramidal symbol, because higher up they know what's happening. The low-level folks have no idea.
That's right. What they've done is recruited. There are actually not as many Masons today. There are several million here in the United States. But back in the 1950s and 60s were almost the heyday of Freemasonry. And they had as many as the 6 or 7 million. But the local, you're right about the local Mason. They don't know anything, and they're recruited as window dressing. Now, if they would read their own textbooks, and this is where I get my information from, not only from their textbooks, but also from high-level Masons who renounced Freemasonry after they became Christians. Because once you become a Christian, then you know immediately the Holy Spirit will talk to you, and you know then that this is not right, and you must leave Freemasonry. Now, there are many in Masonry that say, well, I'm a Christian, there's nothing wrong with it. But it's a very, it's incredible that even shrine Masons might say this, who go and bow down at the altar of Muhammad and Allah and wear, as you mentioned, the crescent moon. Now, let me just say this. It's interesting that Laurel Clark, this submission of the Space Shuttle Columbia, I call it, and I'm not being denigrating, and it's a sad thing that I'm saying, Alex, but let me just say what this was a flying Tower of Babel, and it was planned to be that, a flying Tower of Babel. It was a diversity mission. They had no real legitimate scientific objectives. This was a propaganda mission. They had, let me just mention it now, we have a Hindu vegetarian. We have a Unitarian Universalist, Miss Laurel Clark.
Tell you what, stay there, Tex Mars. We'll come back and talk about Columbia and then go straight to calls. We'll be right back.
We're on the march.
We're talking to Tex Mars, professor, retired Air Force officer, best-selling author, a total expert on the occult, an incredible library of information that I've drawn on from time to time. And I know we've got loaded phones with folks wanting to talk to Tex Mars. Tex, there's so much to talk about the occult system with NASA. We could go on for days here on the air. And now we see the occult not being hidden anymore. The triple sixes are all over the news. The symbology, the occult symbols, the all-seeing eye, the pyramid, about half the corporate logos have it in them. The Time Warner symbol, an all-seeing eye with triple sixes wrapped around in it. It's incredible, the AOL Time Warner symbol. It's incredible to see this. Why do they need to display their symbols so openly and then say that you're a kook if you even point them out?
Well, everything in the occult Illuminati world has to do with symbol. Everything is symbols, but remember, symbols represent real things. Now, you see, they believe that through ritual, they gain satanic power, and thus they have ritual formulas, numerology, various colors, and geometric shapes, and so forth. But the public display amidst the profane, in other words, to actually hide their symbols, to garb what they're doing symbolically, and then to display it public in such a manner that what they call the profane, meaning the stupid people out there like Tex and Alex and the listeners of this program, they believe, gives them the greatest power of all. It's almost like a gleeful murderer, serial murderer, who is able to write letters to the police and say, catch me if you can.
Well, that's the example I've given with the sniper case. Northwoods calls for sniper attacks in D.C., grab patsies, frame them. It was a Bush Master 322 or 223. It was a death's head card left. You have all this numerology, 13 people being shot. The list goes on and on and on and on and on and on and on. They love doing this. It's like the Chicago Mercantile on the September 11th anniversary coming up 911.000. Never before happened. The New York Lottery coming up 911 on the September anniversary last year. They revel in it. They love it. There is a devotion in it. And that's what I said first hour before you were on, that this is like a serial killer. He does things on certain dates, certain numerology, the cryptocracy, as you said. They do this because they think they get power out of it. And if you look at elites throughout history, Nero, Babylon, the Aztecs, the Egyptians, Hitler, they're always obsessed with the occult, aren't they?
They are indeed. You know, one of the occultists who's a member of the OTO, Antero Ali, once wrote, he said that ritual work involves and this is important, talking about mind control, ritual work of the occult includes or involve triggering mechanisms that produce altered states of consciousness. They believe that the people of the world are actually being seduced and brought into a state of altered consciousness. In other words, through magic, they're literally entraining or charming people's minds to obey the next step up on the Illuminati agenda.
Well, that's why you see the mass conditioning with the television. That's why you see us being inculcated into their symbolism and their system. They put things in high gear to a dangerous level for their own system. Is that because the alternative media is damaging them so bad? Because I'm seeing an explosive renaissance right now, an awakening, Tex.
Well, you say a renaissance. You mean among people like us who are waking up to this?
Yes, I see them having to race to try to suppress us because we are starting to wake up so many people.
Oh, absolutely, and thus the police state. The net is now being cast because they have some restrictions, because not everyone is controlled, not every judge, there are only a few left maybe, not even every FBI agent is totally under control, but now they're casting their police state net in order to bring about the final stages of their plan. But the biggest hassle to them, I believe, is the people like us with internet and talk radio and independent newsletters and websites. We are the great threat. I am just amazed that they have not been able to move on us, and it's just a matter of time. But they do have certain restrictions of the Bill of Rights and so forth, but they are quickly dissolving them.
Well, that's they can't move. I get this question every day because there's too many of us. We're proliferating at a rapid speed, and if they move too quickly, it reveals too much. And I believe that because we understand their program so well, their sponsorship of terrorism, that they are in deep trouble. That's what I'm saying.
That's right. They have to keep escalating the game because we keep waking up more and more people, and thus they have to be more bold, more aggressive, and let's just face it, that makes them more dangerous.
Well, Tex, I went back and looked at the last 5, 6, 7 space shuttle missions. They didn't have the shooting star symbol on the shuttle background with debris kind of flipping out at the end. This thing is a shooting star, is the symbol of the mission. You have it blowing up over Texas, falling in Palestine. We have, as you said, this diversity mission, this propaganda mission. Last time they had one of those with the school teachers and the rest of it, it blew up in 86 in the same week as it did this week. Any key comments about the mission itself and how it unifies the country and gets Bush's approval rating numbers up? Then I want to go to some calls.
Well, first of all, you mentioned the symbol. I do have the symbol. I have a picture right here in front of me. And you're exactly right. We have, again, the obelisk shaft. And it protrudes up, and there are three spears of it. That is the unholy trinity. And it goes, notice that it is a sexual act, as you mentioned. The shaft on the space shuttle symbol goes up through a circle. We have the circle, and there is your shooting star, but it goes through the circle. So the shaft goes in the hole.
And by the way, that symbol, Tex, with the obelisk with a star on the top, is what they have outside Houston, Lone Star State, at the Battle of San Jacinto Monument, a huge star on top of it, and it's got a Masonic plaque there admitting it's Masonic.
Absolutely. Now, we go back to what I talked about, the flying Tower of Babel. You know, the Tower of Babel, the Bible says in Genesis that the people were all of one language, and they built this tower to go up to the heavens so they could make a name for themselves. And then God confounded them. Now, these astronauts were from all different nations, but they all spoke the same language. And their goal was to vault up to the heavens. We have, in a way, a flying Tower of Babel. Maybe I very quickly, before we go to phone calls, I can mention some of the characteristics here.
Sure. I would also add that the big EU symbol for the Euro rollout last year was a Tower of Babel.
That's right. Now, Laurel Clark, She emphasized the fact that she was of Scottish heritage. She was an American. She also made it known that she was a Unitarian Universalist in religion. And she was a woman, of course. They had to have a couple of women aboard for diversity. But Unitarian Universalist basically says you can believe in any God. It does not really matter. On USA Today, the day February the 3rd, had a huge picture of a globe, and then it had a quote from Laura Clark. It was the big thing. And she talks about, as she looked out and saw magnificent planet Earth, was very environmentally correct. She talks about the crescent moon setting over the limb of our blue planet. Then she said, I hope, this is an email she sent out back to Earth. She said, I hope you could feel the positive energy that I beamed to the whole planet as we glided over our shared planet. Now, you see the one world message, and you see the new age concept that they can beam through their own mind power.
Also, Bush and others keep calling it a sacrifice lifted up.
Oh, my goodness. Well, we'll get back to that in a moment. Now, Miss Shawla, of course, was a Hindu. She said she was a vegetarian. But then we have, of course, we had to have a black for diversity. We had to have some white guys. So what do you have as a Unitarian Universalist, a New Ager? You have a Hindu.
Then we have a Mossad guy, a bomber pilot to attack Tamus. Ooh, again, the satanic hierarchy name for their reactor. It's incredible.
It is, in fact. And he was, of course, Jewish, so you had the Israeli, you had the Unitarian Universalist New Ager who mentions her Scottish heritage, you had the Hindu, you had the United Nations in microcosm there, and all of it, of course, was for propaganda. Now, the Israeli guy, he had up his Jewish Star of David, which is the six-pointed star, which has 666 when you count the points, the message in it. Then he also had what I am not sure of, but it was a silver coin with a symbol, religious symbol, given to him by Prime Minister Ariel Sharon, I think would have been interesting. And he had a Shabbat cup, a ritual cup. And so on the day, unfortunately, that the craft blew to smithereens, he conducted the Jewish ritual on the Sabbath there. This could not have been pleasing to God because the Jews do despise Jesus Christ, and their own Talmud says the most horrible things about Christ. So we have the Hindu, the Jew, the Unitarian Universalist, and all of these different races. And this was, again, the United Nations in macrocosm. And by the way, they were on a spacecraft called the Columbia, which is another affront to God, unfortunately, because Columbia is the name of the great goddess who is worshipped by the whole world, the Apostle Paul says in the book of Acts. Another name for her was Diana.
Diana, and so we have all these occult names, and they call it the New Atlantis. That's what Columbia is on the back of the dollar bill, announcing the birth of the New World Order, Columbia.
Well, that's right. There's a message in all this, the endeavor, the enterprise to restore Atlantis. And, of course, the question is, why this crash? Why this crash? If we're correct in our speculation here, and again, we don't have the actual evidence, and I want to emphasize, I'm not saying this is so.
It's just a very opportune time, perfect timing.
It is, and of course, let's just face it, why bring up the Israeli astronaut who had never flown before, really was not an astronaut at all, but he was a fighter pilot and a scientist. Why, at a time when we're fixing to go in and fight Arabs and kill Arabs in Iraq, and we're going to do it, they're determined to do it regardless of any evidence.
It's a unification. It's a unification. Our warrior died with your warrior.
That's right. It is, and it's a sympathy thing. But the whole thing, you mentioned the sacrifice lifted up. This is a frightening thing because what occultists always do before a key event where they want to have a victory, they always have the sacrifice that they offer up to their great planetary God. And if this was so, if this was the Masonic occult Illuminati sacrifice, then it was very symbolic that it would be the Columbia itself, because you must choose the best. You see, in the very name Columbia, the great goddess,
The first to go up.
The firstborn, in a sense.
Ah, man, it just continues for Tex. Incredible. Let's take some calls, okay?
All right.
Appreciate you joining us. Mark in Minnesota, then Barney, Scott, Diane, and Dave. That's all we have time for. Mark, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Fine.
No, I've noticed, you know, people like Billy Graham will be seen with the president, and people are like, oh, Bush must be, you know, a good Christian because Billy Graham is with him. And I've noticed that Billy Graham is a 33rd degree Mason, and he's actually said some very anti-biblical things, such as, you know, you don't need Jesus Christ to be saved. In fact, if you go to the internet and run a search on the name Billy Graham.
Tex is an expert on Billy Graham. Thanks for the call. Let me get a comment from Tex on Billy Graham. Go ahead, Tex.
Well, I agree with everything Mark said. I think, and again, it's very sad. Now, what they do, they establish propaganda works and textbooks. They always, you know, when a person runs for president, they must have a ghostwriter to pen a biography, an autobiography. And in Bush's autobiography that was penned right before this last election, he talks about how he became a Christian. And, of course, it had to be Billy Graham. Billy Graham and he were walking down a beach. It has to be a scenic thing. You have to paint a picture. They were walking down the beach in Kennebunkport, Maine, because Billy Graham had come to spend the weekend with the Bush family there in Maine. There they were walking down there, and Billy Graham, and he discussed God. And that's when he gave his life to Jesus.
I thought Bush gave his life to Satan in that coffin at Skull and Bones.
Well, yeah, that was before.
Ah.
And I'm just talking about his testimony, what he claims. Now, later, when he wanted to run for president, this was on the front page, page number one of the American Statesman newspaper. I have the article. When he wanted to run for president, the Jewish ADL complained because they had quotes from George Bush that he had said when he was running for governor to get the Christian vote, he had said that only through Jesus Christ can a person enter the kingdom of heaven. This was not acceptable to Abe Foxman and the Jewish ADL. But guess what? A new understanding came about, according to American Statesman, when then Governor Bush and his mother, Barbara, called Billy Graham and said, does a person really need to be a Christian to enter the kingdom of heaven? And Billy Graham said, we don't know that for sure. Leave that up to God. And then Bush came out and said, I now will no longer say that you have to be a Christian to enter the kingdom of heaven. After consulting with Billy Graham and my mother, Barbara, we have come to the conclusion that we're going to leave that up to God.
All right, let's take another call. Let's talk to Barney in Maryland. Barney, you're on the air with Tex Mars. Go ahead.
Yeah, how you doing, Alex?
Fine.
This may not fit, but when the one worlders decide to take us down, people should fight where they happen to be at the time. When you have probably heard about the highway of death in Iraq, where when Hussein attempted to comply with UN Resolution 660, withdrawing from Kuwait, U.S. Air Force massacred the troops and civilians.
Hey, warthogs and Apaches, yeah.
Anybody attempting to flee U.S. cities will meet the same fate.
Well, they've said they'll shut down all U.S. cities for one smallpox case, and that'll cause riots. Thanks for the call. Tex comments on the Model States Health Emergency Powers Act. They say we're going to get hit. They'll shut down all cities. The scientists are saying that'll cause more problems than it'll fix. Go ahead.
Well, you know, the environmentalists have been pushing this for a long time. They had advanced word on at least a few aspects of this, and they have their wilding, rewilding of America program. Force everybody out of the countryside into the cities, just have a few metropolitan enclaves. And, of course, then they can watch us so much better and control us. And I believe all of this is coming up to a culmination. And I tell you, we need to pray more than ever before. Maybe I don't know what we can do other than to beseech God to help us. And that is a big, big, strong help, let me tell you.
Absolutely. Tech's final segment, we're going to cram Scott and Diane and Dave in. And then we'll tell folks how they can get in contact with Tex Mars for his powerful information. We only scratched the tip of the iceberg. And the third hour is coming up.
Have you tried? Thanks for listening to the M2K Talk Archives. And
we'll be right back.
many calls as we can. I really appreciate Tex coming on in such short notice. Folks, I produced 8 full-length documentary films. I've written a book, Descent into Tyranny. If you want to know what's really going on, go to InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net or PrisonPlanet.com and order my films in our secure online shopping cart or call toll-free at 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139 or InfoWars.com or net. My films are $25.95. Order 3 or more. They drop down to $20. You can also get my book. We're now carrying Tex Mars' powerful new film, Gulag America, on my website. Tex, you've written and done a lot of work on NASA and the occult. What would you recommend for listeners to get from your fine ministry if they want to know what's really going on here?
We have a brand-new video called The Eagle Has Landed. In fact, it's in reproduction. I want to make sure you get the first copy, Alex. It's called The Eagle Has Landed, The Illuminati Conquest of Outer Space. And it's just fascinating how God works that we had that video already produced and ready to go, the cover and the whole thing.
I remember talking to you a few months ago, and you were producing that. So
That's right. We have that. And, folks, just to get a free copy of our newsletter, whether they order anything or not, they can just call us toll-free, 1-800-234-9673, 1-800-234-9673. But I do want to recommend Gulag USA, which they can get from InfoWars.com.
And, of course, they can also go to ConspiracyWorld.com for a lot of other great titles. Let's try to jam a few calls in here. Scott in Colorado, you're on the air with Tex Mars. Go ahead.
Okay, real quick. I have a business where I'm in contact with many homes in my community. And, of course, Christians have, you know, certain symbols outside their homes. I was wondering if there are certain symbols that occultists have outside their homes. I've noticed a lot of owls and things like that.
Owls are also, my neighbors have it, so birds don't use the restroom on their cars. So, yes, an owl is a symbol of my, Tex, any comments?
Well, of course, there would be the satanic pentagram. Or just the regular star, the triangle. There are just so very many, but we should not always assume that a person is an occultist when they have such symbols. Some people just out of ignorance do that.
Yeah, it's the state of Texas symbol. I mean, most people don't think that's bad.
That's right.
Just don't understand. Thanks for the call, Scott. Diane in Oklahoma, you're on the air with Tex Mars. Go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, Diane.
Hi. Alex, I'm enjoying the show, and I'm enjoying listening to Tex. But I called in before he got on the line, and I just wanted to mention the show last night, O'Reilly Show.
Where the young man said the government did it, and he screamed at him and said, get off the air, yeah.
Right. I would like to ask you if it's possible if you could have him on your show, because I'd really like to know what he was going to say.
Yes, we'll get Jeremy M. Glick on the show.
Well, thank you very much. That's all I wanted. Thank you.
Thank you, Diane.
Bye-bye.
Sorry I'm going to go to these so quick. Final call. We got a few other calls here, but... who is up next here, Mark? Dave in Wisconsin, you're on the air with Tex Mars. Go ahead.
Have you guys ever looked at the Masonic apron and the symbology on the, well, it'd be at the left-hand side as you're looking at it? It's from a Dr. Kathy Burns' Masonic and Occult Symbology Illustrated.
Well, what is the symbol?
It looks an awful lot like the symbol that they're using for the shuttle that blew up.
Yeah, it's all phallic symbols. Comment, Tex.
And
well, he's right. I'll go back and look at that again in Kathy Burns' book. A tremendous resource, by the way, isn't it?
Yeah, it's terrific, and it's on page 131 if you're interested.
Okay.
Also, they use the term hero an awful lot. And, you know, the interesting thing, I have a 71 dictionary of Webster's, and it says, in mythology and legend, a man of great strength and courage, favored by the gods and part descended from them.
Hmm. All right.
And that's the first meaning of it.
Sir, thanks for the call. Tex, we ran out of time. Great guest as usual. It just exploded past us. God bless you, sir.
Hey, God bless you, Alex. Bye-bye.
All right, folks. Third hour coming up. You do not want to miss this third hour with another special guest. Stay with me. Your calls are coming up, too.